Okay, fun seekers, we tell you that we want you to keep a long-term perspective because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, some people are going to strike it rich really quickly, most won't. And so we're looking to see how long a time frame we can gather to show you the good news. How about 90 years? There are a few mutual funds that have been around for almost 100 years. And let's take a look at the sample mutual fund that we discuss in the final presentation. It's been around since 1934. Actually, it's been around from like 1926, but then they changed the investment advisor, so they start the clock over again. And you've somehow, hopefully, gone through these already, and maybe not yet. Well, these are called illustrations, and they are vetted by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. They must have all these disclaimers. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. So you've probably seen this already in one of the previous presentations. All this stuff is there to scare you, and nobody reads it, but it's good for insomnia at night. So let's get to the good stuff. Somehow, the industry decides that $10,000 is how much everyone has to invest. I don't know why the SEC picked $10,000, but hey, that's what they did. Most of us are putting $50, $100 a month away or more if we can afford it. But let's start with $10,000 because that's what the industry wants us to start with. And we started in the depths of the Great Depression, folks. And then World War II comes along. And then after World War II, my goodness, we're up to $60,000. How did that happen? Well, it was a little bumpy along the way, especially 1937. But then the stock market after World War II went in two directions, up and way up. And by the time we hit 1972, we had $1.2 million. Took almost 40 years, but we had $10,000 become $1.2 million. And what did you hear people say? Ooh, is it too late to get in? Yeah, Watergate, the Vietnam War, right? The first gas crunch. You don't believe me? Look it up. 1970s gas crisis. There were two of them. And people were sitting in line waiting to get gas. And sure enough, 2 years later, our $1.2 million had become $840,000. This mutual fund held up better than most, but, you know, some held up even better, but most went down even further. And what did you hear people say here? Oh, is it too late to get out? When you hear people say that, the answer is yes, usually it's too late to get out. Now the time to be investing. And we're coming out of it in the late 70s and then into early 80s. And the 80s and 90s, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up, with globalization and computerization and telecommunications and blue skies, internet. We're all going to get rich, rich, rich. And by the end of 2000, we had 47 million. And 2 years later, we had 38.7 million. Right. It's not a straight line. Ooh, is it too late to get in? Ooh, is it too late to get out? And again, these guys held up better than many other mutual funds, which lost 50, 60 more percent, especially if they invested in the internet. The internet market index lost over 90%. But we didn't run, we didn't hide. And then we had 2007 come along. We had $70 million. Oh my goodness, our $10,000 has made us rich, rich, rich. And then next year we had 46. And then it took 4 or 5 years, folks, but we finally climbed out of the Great Recession, the global financial crisis. And we've held on since then. And the stock market's actually done very, very well. Some have done even better. And our original $10,000 has become, what? $326 million? Remember we said we'd be happy with 8, 9, 10%? These guys, and they're not the only ones, have done 12%. over 90 years, dear students. See, the news is good if we take a long-term perspective. But the graph is going to show. That's what, this is not a logarithmic graph. This is an arithmetic graph. And because of that, see, people don't understand logarithms. Logarithms turn exponential curves into straight lines. That's basically why we use them in graphics a lot. But here, we notice because of the huge exponential curve, the first 30, 40 years, you can't even see any differences, even though there are major differences in the bottom here. You can't even see it. But once it starts doing that wee up in the air, wow, can we see it? But we notice that there are significant bumps along the way. So what's the takeaway? If we take a long-term perspective, if we invest prudently, wisely, with an eye toward growth of capital, I mean, you know, trying to get the investments to go up in value, and income, we love income, then unless the world ends, we should do pretty darn well. Yeah, some have done better than others. Now, I know what you're going to say. I don't want to wait 90 years. Okay, I don't blame you. That's why we're going to show you these puppies right here. That's why we already showed you the stock in Chapter 12, $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years. We showed you bonds. And now in this chapter, we're going to use a balance fund, which invests in stocks and bonds for those people who want to eat reasonably well and sleep reasonably well. So make sure you go through these presentations, these illustrations. And remember, you're the financial guru for your friends and family and coworkers, and you can instruct them in the idea that it's a long-term proposition. You should do well over time unless the world ends. If you invest wisely, prudently, and don't panic when the markets fall. Excuse me. Emotions can be our worst enemy, as we learn in Business 123, Introduction to Investments. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. We are so proud of you. You are awesome.